The following sermon was delivered by Rabbi Joshua Davidson on Saturday, September 27th, 2014.
Dear friends, as we've been taught by our wonderful Bat Mitzvah, this week's Torah reading is Parashat Ha'azinu, Deuteronomy chapter 32, which is the next to last portion in the entire Torah. It opens with what our tradition calls the Song of Moses. You may recall that Israel's desert wanderings also began in song, that when the people crossed the Red Sea and escaped Pharaoh's army, Moses and Miriam led them in hymns of thanks and praise, singing, Micha mocha ba'elim Adonai, who is like you among the gods Adonai. And now, with their desert wanderings near conclusion, with Moses near death, and with the people looking out across the Jordan River, the one remaining sea that separates them from the Promised Land, their journey ends just as it began, with song. And Moses offers them this poem, this testimony to the enduring nature of the covenant between God and Israel. He reminds them that though they have and will at times forsake their God, and though God has and will at such times punish them for their backsliding into idolatry, the relationship between God and Israel remains everlasting. For God does not forget the covenant, even if Israel sometimes does. Betsy chanted so beautifully from the beginning of the song, where Moses calls on heaven and earth to hearken to his words. Moses sings of God's constancy and faithfulness, and of Israel's fickleness and faithlessness. And in very beautiful imagery, he describes how God rescued Israel in the desert and carried them as an eagle carries its young upon its wings into the Promised Land. I would share with you two brief lessons from the portion. The first comes from the poem's very first verses, which begin, "Give ear, O heavens, let me speak, let the earth hear the words I utter. May my discourse come down as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like showers on young growth, like droplets on the grass." The poetic form and the visual layout of the words on the Torah's parchment is, "Give ear, O heavens, let me speak. Let the earth hear the words I utter. May my discourse come down as the rain, my speech distill as the dew." It's written in two columns, A, B, A, B. Rabbi Solomon Ullman is fascinated by Moses' analogy likening words and utterances to rain and dew. And he draws a lesson from the parallel structure. There are some words that beat down like rain, and there are other words that gently nourish like the dew. Now, we always read and understand Torah within the context of our own lives. And in the Jewish community, we have just concluded Rosh Hashanah and are preparing for Yom Kippur. At this season, more than any other, we are keenly aware of the power of the words we speak. So many of the transgressions of which the High Holy Day Prayer Book speaks to us begin with ill-chosen words. So in this new year, may we opt for words which gently nourish like the dew. Now a second teaching. Among the very beautiful images in the poem is one which Moses uses to describe how God rescued Israel in the desert on eagle's wings. Betsy quoted it, "Like an eagle who rouses its nestlings gliding down to his young, so did God spread the divine wings and take them, bearing them upon his pinions." Eagles, I have learned, carry their young upon their wings instead of in their talons. And the commentator Rashi explains, this is because no bird flies higher than the eagle. So the eagle puts itself between its young and would-be attackers. But in addition, By transporting its young on its wings, the eagle teaches its young how to fly. I imagine the Israelites on the east bank of the Jordan River, very much afraid for the future, not because they did not trust God's promise that they would successfully conquer Canaan, but because Moses, the man who had led them for 40 years, would not be going with them. The image of God as the eagle bearing its young upon its wings suggests that God had been preparing them for this moment all along, that they had been learning to fly on their own without even knowing it. Consider how, before we remove the training wheels from our children's bicycles, we raise those wheels high enough so that our children already have learned how to find their balance and ride when we do remove them. Before we let them climb the monkey bars on their own, we hold our hands beside them. When we finally drop our hands, we already know our children will succeed. Before Moses was to die, God had made certain the Israelites already knew how to fly. And the image of the eagle carrying its young impresses itself upon us at this moment in light of the chain of Jewish continuity this moment of Bat Mitzvah represents. In our lives' span, rarely do we see all of our dreams realized. Yet in spite of that, we don't give up on those hopes, because part of our responsibility is to make them come true for those who come after us. We carry those dreams on our wings as far as we are able, with the faith that if we have taught our children well, they will see those dreams come true. Betsy, in your eloquent Devar Torah, you offered us a message of such importance for these most holy days of the Jewish year. You reminded us of the importance of handing on to the next generation the beautiful heritage you received today from the generations before you. This moment of your Bat Mitzvah celebrates the miracle of Jewish life, the unending chain of Jewish tradition. It took the commitment of every generation of your family before you, the decision on their part that Judaism was going to be important to them, for you to be here today. Had they not made that commitment, you would not be here now. This moment is the fulfillment of their shared dream. And now the responsibility rests on your shoulders to pass the dream on. It is very much as you said. Today you joined the many generations of Jews who stood on the bima before you, and now you are responsible for helping the next generation by sustaining and by actively participating in Jewish communal life. Your parents bore you on their wings and taught you to fly, and so you will carry and teach the next generation. And you know that the most powerful way to teach is by example. It isn't through words so much as it is through deeds, such as those acts of tzedakah you've done and will continue to do. The training wheels are off. You are ready. And we are so very proud of you. You led us so skillfully and so beautifully. We celebrate with you this magical day in your life and look forward to many more joyous moments to come. We love you for who you are and for whoever you are yet to be. And in that love and pride, we celebrate this moment with the prayer that thanks God for bringing us to this special day, the Shehecheyanu. If you know it, say it with me. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehecheyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Amen.